in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for April 11th, 2023, episode number 36. Oh, yeah. Hello, my queen.
Hello, baby.
Come on.
Come on.
Cheers me right away.
Clink me.
And that ain't no after
transmission fluid. No aloe vera juice.
No aloe vera juice. That's right, baby. Curry and the Keeper, episode number 36. Hold on. Let's give this wine a shot.
Yes.
This is new stuff. Special, special.
Yes. Should we smell it first? Mm.
It's got a lot of smell to it.
It does.
Got a lot, smell it. You smell? It tastes. All right.
Ooh. Wowza. That's
what do you
strong.
Think? What do you think?
It needs to open up a little bit.
Okay, this is a special wine.
Yes.
We picked this up the other day. This is from the Vaudeville Wine Club,
yep.
of which we are members here in Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm. And we actually bumped into... Richard, the other day, we had a little date, the two of us.
We had a lunch date.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice.
Yeah, middle of the week.
We walked in like we owned the place. Like we need a spot.
Yes.
We have no reservation. We are the Curries. Hello. You've heard of our podcast. And so we bumped into Richard and,
yes.
And he said, oh, I love your podcast. Like he's really listening.
Yeah, right.
He made it sound, he was convincing. And we said, yeah, you know, we talk about wine all the time. He said, oh, really? Well, did you? And I said, yeah, we're going to talk about, because I had the four, we picked up our bottles.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we're going to talk about one of your wines. Oh, can I put the clip on the website? He said, are you sure? Because we're not really experts at wine.
We're not wine connoisseurs. We're like, this needs to open up. Boy, it's dark red. Look, it has no bubbles.
Now this is always curated by Dylan, who's a sommelier,
mm-hmm.
And this is from South Africa, and it is the Babelonstoren Babel. See, it's, of course, they speak Dutch in South, or a version of Dutch in South Africa.
Oh,
so this would be the Babylon Tower,
okay,
Babel. So
okay.
It's really the Tower of Babel.
Oh,
it's from 2021. It's a varietal.
2020, so it's a young grape.
It's a very young grape.
Yes.
Yes, sexy young
but
grape.
But it's very hefty.
Is it?
It's
well,
it's a hefty grape.
So it's 48% Shiraz, 11% Petit Verdot, 10% Cabernet Franc, 13% Merlot, 10% Malbec,
wow.
And 7% Pinotage.
Wow.
So
Pinotage.
Pinotage. Oh. Yeah. Do you have any idea what that is?
No.
Okay. Do you like the Pinotage?
That's why I'm like, okay, Richard.
I think that's the Pinotage. I can taste them.
You can taste the Pinotage.
Mm-hmm. I can clearly taste the Pinotage. So listen to this. The vineyards of Babelonstoren, I'm pronouncing it properly.
Okay.
The people in America would say Babylon's Tauren, are nestled on the slopes of Simonsberg Mountain, just north of Stellenbosch. I'm pronouncing this correctly.
Okay.
I just want you to be impressed.
It sounds legit.
Produced in a cooler climate with distinct maritime influence, this wine tends to have lower alcohol. I don't know about
so
that.
So we're going to have to drink a lot in order to get sauce?
We have to drink extra.
Okay.
Higher acid.
Uh-huh.
Balance and moderation are the key terms here. Oh. Dylan writes this himself. I love this.
Oh, he does?
Now, here's the thing. I want you to smell it again. Okay.
Okay.
So here's the test.
Okay.
So we want to know, what are the aromas that you smell? And I will tell you what the, if you're right and what they are. Oh, that's disgusting when I do that.
Either raspberries or cranberries?
Ooh. Dark red berry.
Oh,
very good. Very good. Yes, very good. What else do you taste there? Well, do you taste the...
Black mulch?
Close. Close. It's chocolate flavors. So
yes.
I think there's a little chocolate. Sweet tobacco.
Oh.
And my favorite... Aromas of pencil shavings.
Oh,
I swear to God. It says
aromas of
pencil shavings.
Pencil shavings?
I love that.
Okay, so I was right about the black mulch.
Black mulch,
yes.
Yeah. It's, and I like it, though.
I do, too.
It has something nice
to it. I do, too. Very good. Mm.
Available this month at Vaudeville.
Yes.
Main Street, Fredericksburg.
Yes. nice sound effect. If you come to Fredericksburg, hit us up. We'll meet you at Vaudeville.
That's right. If you're buying.
Yeah, if you're buying us a bottle, we'll meet you there. Speaking of wine,
yes.
We were talking about
we have to say something important. Because,
oh, sure.
And then we'll come back to the wine.
Okay.
This is a Tuesday. This is confusing for people. We are a day early. I know that Comics for Bloggers is going to be very mad.
Oh, I posted it on Twitter yesterday. I know. Instagram.
I retweeted it, so I figured you know, people who need to see it would see it. I think a lot of people didn't.
Oh, okay.
You probably have no engagement on Twitter.
I don't. You know. I'm nobody. I'm nobody.
Me neither.
I don't have the mark of the beast.
I don't have a blue check mark, so I don't have my I have 90,000 followers and no juice.
Almost 91.
I'm all go and no juice.
Yeah.
Or all juice and no go.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. So we're doing this a day early and we'll talk about why after I talk about.
Back to the wine. Yes.
So we were talking about wine the other night and I had a doctor's appointment in Austin and I had to fill out, you know, you have to fill out your whole life and what you do, what kind of meds you take and vitamins and how much you weigh and when you had your first kid and blah, blah, blah. And they asked, so how many glasses of wine do you drink socially?
Wait, do they say wine or units of alcohol?
No, it says, do you drink alcohol socially? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. How many glasses do you drink a week? And I'm like, I drink like, you know, maybe one, maybe two at the most, depending on show day. And so I was thinking about Adam.
You are perhaps Adam, the worst
Adam,
friend so Adam, in the world now.
So if Adam had to fill this form out because he drinks two glasses of wine a night, you'd have to put 14 glasses a week you drink.
Yeah, that's
equivalent
true.
Of three bottles.
Wow, you make it sound so bad. Now, mind you, it's Argelais typically, which is, you know, so it's not like I'm drinking a lot of money of wine.
Volume, baby, volume.
But honestly, these glasses are so big, sometimes they only have one.
I just thought it was funny because if you had to fill out that form, it would have been.
Oh, but see, now this
that's
is
what I thought
this,
was
this
funny.
This is interesting because this is not how you presented it to me.
You didn't find it funny at all.
No, because the way this was presented, I was saying, you know, it's amazing. I have not had, you know, I stopped smoking. I stopped putting fire in my mouth.
You did.
Which started in November.
Yes, you did.
And I really, and of course I have not. There's no weed burning, no burning tobacco mixed with weed, none of that.
Let me tell you, I'm so proud of you because Texas Slim was here last night and he smoked and you said you didn't want any.
I didn't feel like it. Yeah. No, I didn't feel like it at all.
No.
But anyway, this was, you know, two days ago or 3 days ago. And the conversation was actually, I was saying to you, like, isn't that interesting that, you know, but I have a vaporizer, so, you know, it could be a cool drag if I want, but I feel productive. I don't feel like it. I don't need it. It's like, and I don't think I've smoked any, I had maybe an edible in Jamaica. I don't think I've had an edible since we were back, but I've smoked nothing.
No.
And you said, yeah, I'm so proud of you, but you know, you drink three bottles of wine a week. And I'm like, what? And said, that's really a lot. Well, if you look at it that way, it's like, you know.
But I guess you are.
And then you went, but you know, you can work on that. What? What? I went from wake and bake and wine plus wine.
I know.
Wine.
That's what I'm looking at. It's like, really the glass is half full. It really is.
What do you want me to be?
So
like
now
a
you're not.
Yeah,
now you're not a pothead and a wino. You're just a wino.
And before you know it, you're drinking too much coffee. You should drink less coffee.
You've reduced that too.
I have. Yeah.
Who are you?
Well, I don't know. And you should be asking yourself that too. But of course, next, I'm going to start working out. Look out.
Okay, you heard it here. Wait,
yeah,
it is
out.
April 11th, 7:56
p.m. I'll write it in my beautiful little notebook.
Working out thoughts.
I was telling Adam today, he needs to start strength training.
You need to stop telling me what to do is what you need to do.
Listen, I'm just trying to keep you alive. Okay. I need you around because I need you to make more podcasts.
Yes. Welcome to the Fountain Top 10 podcast, everybody. This
is
a career in the keeper. We're very, very proud of our accomplishments. Yeah. Uh-huh. It is true. We are a Fountain Top 10. We're
living up in a down world is consistently in the
ass.
Top 10.
Kicking our ass.
Yes.
Yeah. Kicking our ass.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, they also do a show every single week.
Yeah. Huh.
And, you know, we should,
all right,
we
let's
should start,
do one every single week so we can.
Do you really think you could handle that?
No. Yeah, I could do it. Can
really?
You?
Can moi? Petit
moi?
You can wake moi up in the middle of the night and say, time for a podcast. Okay, let's go. Let's go. You call Jeff Smith. Do I have an opening?
I just wonder if I'll have enough content because, you know, after the last show you said to me, you go, you know, I really think you shouldn't be talking about your list on the show.
No,
you said, don't be talking about your list. And
it's
I go, what, you trying to manage the talent?
Well, yeah. Hello. No, you just need to flow. When you say, what else is on my list? You know, it sounds like you're keeping a list.
I am.
Like Schindler's List here.
But that has been since the origins of the show, since we started.
I was just giving you a professional note. Okay. You can take it or do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
It's yours to interpret.
Okay, well, let me look at my list.
Well, let me explain first why we're doing this show one day early, because tomorrow, April 12th, I am being baptized.
Yes,
at Bridge Church. Extremely excited, as we mentioned on a previous episode.
We've mentioned it a couple times.
This is also 1 year exactly after
Julie introduced us to Bridge
mm-hmm. Church. So.
And she and her husband Ben will be there tomorrow, along with Catherine and her mom Kathy and her daughter Bella. And Andrea and David are going to be there, and Debbie's going to be there.
Our community is going to be there, our church community,
yeah.
Very excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited that Pastor Jimmy is doing it, you know, because he's already my brother, but then he'll really be my brother.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about.
I know, and I'm so emotional about it. I'm more emotional about yours than I was about my own.
Can you explain exactly what you mean by emotional?
Just like my heart is just really raw and open and tender, and I'm so excited for you. And I think leading up to Easter, this Easter was so different. Both of us.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
It was just so different because we are so, so different than we were a year ago. Because, well, one with me being baptized and us being on our faith
journey.
Let's
put it this way: it wasn't about bunnies and eggs
and
this
chocolate
year.
Eggs. And I did not eat a Cadbury egg
this
year.
You did not.
No.
First time ever.
And yeah. I didn't even think about mm-hmm. it in relation to, you know, an Easter basket. I thought about it in relation to mm-hmm. Jesus' resurrection. And so leading into that, so at church on Sunday, when Pastor Jimmy was talking about basically mending broken people, and, you know, I reflected on our path, my path, where we are standing today and how broken I was and how we are on the other side of this and just so full of God's glory, you know, and then that leads right into your baptism. And I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm so excited for you.
Well, it was kind of cool because we went to the movies on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
The four of us down there to just above San Antone.
Yeah,
to
Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Right. So they're in the back. And Pastor Jimmy, you know, he's been working for, I think, weeks on the message for, mm-hmm. for Easter. And he's saying, you know, I woke up 4 a.m. and I got a message. I got to change the whole thing, and I've changed it around. And in hindsight, he was already talking a little bit about, he was letting a few clues loose about what he was going
well,
to talk about.
Well, he wouldn't even share it with Annette, because no. Annette was like, wait,
but he was talking about Humpty Dumpty and a couple mm-hmm. other things he talked about. And it was so nice because we went to see his only son, which is a crowdfunded movie mm-hmm. about Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a super duper great movie. I enjoyed it immensely.
Because it was a little slow in some spots.
I love that it was made for $250,000.
Yeah.
And I thought the actress who played Sarah was just phenomenal. Steals mm-hmm. the movie. Steals the movie. And I was just...
Although her nose was running in one scene, that bothered me.
No, I love that. That was real. She was... man, you are a heathen.
I was like, wipe your nose.
It was so beautiful. That was real. That wasn't like glycerin put in her eyes.
It
was real tears.
On her nose.
Because she was... That was beautiful. That was actually the scene I liked the most. When she's crying so much.
It reminded me of you in Jamaica.
Yeah. In fact, give me a tissue right now. I got to blow my... Just thinking about it makes my nose run. Yeah. It's like...
I'm sorry, I just fixated on that.
I loved it. I'm like, wow, this is a great...
No, she was phenomenal.
Great actress, great scene. You know,
but I'm like, wipe your nose, man.
She was really crying, you know, really, because, you know, she couldn't conceive. And she's like, wow, that's really surprising that that bothered you. That was the best part.
No,
I was fixated on her.
I enjoyed
like,
the
wow,
movie.
She was a great... She was, and she's a lawyer in real life, actress, lawyer.
Yeah, no,
she was just killing it.
No, she was really good. It was just that... I'm sorry. It just reminds me.
I was like, oh, colleague. There we go. Hello, colleague. You drippy nose. So I was, it wasn't slow for me because I was amazed at what they had done with so little money.
Yes.
And to be, you know, a theatrical release, and it's part of the Angel Studios, the guys who did The Chosen. So I like that. And then as we were walking outside, and, you know, we're going to have a bite to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we had just eaten. And I'm saying, so. Do I have lines for this baptism, Pastor Jimmy? I said, hey, Pastor, do I have lines for this thing? He's like, no, I'm going to tell you. And he recited it,
yes,
right?
He did.
I'm like, wow. I was already like, oh, this is so cool.
I know
cool.
That so cool. My heart so was in my throat when he sat there and told and said to you what he's going to say. Yeah. But there are going to be 10 people baptized, including an 80-year-old man. Like,
that's right.
Who, amazing.
Yeah, who's going to get in the bath himself, even though he's not really that mobile. He's all excited about getting in the water. So, and do I have top billing on this thing? Do I have opening acts?
I think in the brochure, I think your name is like, featuring keynote baptismal Adam Curry of the No Agenda and Curry and the Keeper podcast.
It will be streamed live.
Yes, it will be.
And it'll be, was it 7 o'clock? Does it start 7 o'clock, I think?
No, it starts at 6:30, but the baptisms are actually done toward the end, probably the last half hour. Yeah, so they do an hour of music and then they interwoven scripture and then they do the baptisms and you line up.
But you want to tune in for the worship, for the music, because Jimmy's going to be ripping a solo or two.
Yeah.
Better be.
Yes, I'm so excited for you.
I know that all my friends, my boys all know it. You know, they're all excited for me. Mo and Dave and
Clip Custodian.
Slim.
Does Clip Custodian?
Oh, yeah. They've already said, you know, welcome, brother. Can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, you're already a part of God's kingdom. You're just,
you got to make it official.
Yeah. You're making it official.
I'm very excited about the actual water part.
Oh, it's cold.
No, but I mean, I know how that, you know, that's the birthing, right? That's the coming out of it.
Yes.
The spiritual. Mm-hmm. Birthing, and I'm excited because I, especially having watched Jesus Revolution, they had a lot of different scenes where people were being baptized and what the underwater part was like, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
for some odd reason, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's very joyous. Yeah. I'm so glad I'm going to be by your side for this too. So yeah, big thing tomorrow.
We have woo-hoo! Now. Will you have the hair dryer with you? No?
You want me to bring the hair dryer?
No, just the brush.
Just the brush. Okay. Because,
you know, when I come out of the water, it's like, I look nothing like Adam Curry. I look like bald.
You look like a wet rat.
A little bit like a wet rat. That's what I look like. Yeah, pretty much a wet rat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's a big thing. But I wanted to talk about Pastor Jimmy and Annette's podcast, Living Up in a Down World.
Episode 14.
Yes, this one that they just recorded on Sunday. And we were with them. We were with him on Saturday, and apparently Saturday night she had a very emotional night. She was going through some personal things, and she shares it all on the podcast. And she was crying, and she was very upset about different things. And she said that what got her through it was she opened up the Bible and went through scripture, and she was able to get herself out of it.
I need to say something first, because as they were talking leading into this, because we had, you know, dessert and everything at their place, and actually I could feel Jimmy was tired, and I was like, yeah, we should just go. I was tired too. I had to prep for the show. He had to prep for his show. You know, we have show prep. And but what they talked about us, like, we're like, you know, they're so, like, we're superhuman, like we're great and everything's fantastic and we're so smiley and sunny. And I'm like, is that really how we come across all the time? Because we have, you know, we're not.
We have our moments. We have our moments. Sure. Yeah.
I love them saying that. But, you know, it's like the impression that, you know, they, you know, they're like, wow, you know, Adam and Tina, they're just so great.
I just adore them. I do. I mean, I just
want to say, you know, a lot of it's hair and makeup. People.
Yes. Yes, it is. But anyway, I encourage everybody to listen to it. So then on Sunday morning, like,
especially women.
Yes, because it was so healing for me, because we are our own worst critics. Mm-hmm. We can be the queen of self-loathing. I mean, and Adam, you've witnessed it with me, and Annette was going through that. And it was so interesting how Jimmy's message on Sunday talked about how broken people are and how God views us as mended. And it just resonated so much with Annette, and being what she went through that Saturday night, and then hearing that message on Sunday, and then having her share it on her podcast. And I texted her and said,
it was,
you know,
phenomenal.
What?
I think that was a moment.
All God's plan was for that, so that she can heal other women. And I've gotten message after message from people on Instagram that said that podcast just honestly touched their heart and made them cry. So I encourage everybody to listen to it. It was absolutely phenomenal.
And dude, is there something in there for us as well? Because when Annette was going through her thing, the first thing that went through Jimmy's mind was, did I say something? What did I do? What did I not do? What did I do something
did
wrong?
Did I do something wrong? Yep. Which and is that, what you go whoa, through all
oh
the time.
Oh my goodness,
you usually do something wrong though.
Correct. Okay, that's true. Usually I set something off. Yeah, that's right. Yep, there you go. All right.
No,
see,
I'm
Jimmy
kidding.
Is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm
so
talking
anyway,
about.
So that was lovely. And I just love Annette. She's my best friend. And she's got a big piece of my heart. And hearing her vulnerability like that and her raw, her emotional rawness was, yeah. Because both you and I were listening to it and we were both affected by it. So anyway.
We listened to 11 at night.
Yeah.
In bed listening to it. Yeah.
But their podcast previous to that, I wanted to bring this up too. They were talking about.
Not a little dimmed down on other promotions, other podcasts.
I'm a swivel to us. And so okay, just yeah, go with me. Go
yeah,
with
we
me.
Don't, we want people to listen to us.
Listen, go with me. I'm going off my list, man.
There it is.
No, so the week before, she was talking about her birthday and how she went and got Sonic for her birthday and how Jimmy had a corn dog. And Annette wanted a bite of it. And Jimmy was like, what? You want a bite of my corn dog? And I thought about how I am with my food. Like, I don't like to share my food
nope,
with you.
Nope.
Yes,
nope.
I am like,
So Tina will sit down on the couch and she'll have like a bowl of grapes. And I'll say, hey, can I have a grape? And I get a one grape. Can I have one grape? Well, I can get some for you. Just give me one grape, man.
Because what? It doesn't stop at one.
It does stop.
You're like, these are really good. They snap. Let me have some more.
No, this is your childhood trauma.
It doesn't. It's
your own trauma.
I know. I know. I don't.
That's okay.
I don't know
that's
where okay. it comes up, but yeah, I have a hard time sharing my food.
You do.
I do.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not very becoming.
Anyway.
Now, speaking of such, last night we had our world traveler, Texas Slim, from the Beef Initiative, but also just Texas Slim. Texas Slim, the man who taught me about Jesus being a badass outlaw.
Yes.
Give him props on his name where he deserves that.
Yes.
And Texas Slim is a cowboy. He's a 100% bona fide cowboy.
Yeah, through and through.
Yeah. But he's a cowboy with a rap, he's on a mission, man. He wants to save children. He wants to save our beef industry, just, local so we can feed ourselves. And he's very clued into what's going on. And let me tell you, it's not good. Beefinitiative.com. I am Texas Slim. That's another podcast y'all should be listening to. And you made a roast and you didn't see, you were very worried about this roast and was it pink enough, but you didn't see Slim. He was beaming.
Oh.
He was positively beaming when I sliced into this roast. He's like, oh, that looks the bit. He was taking pictures of it.
Oh, he was.
He was
that's
taking
right.
pictures of it for his TikTok or whatever. You have no idea. He was beaming because, when we met him the first time, we weren't all that beef pilled. We weren't quite there yet.
Oh, yeah.
And he taught us so much.
Yeah. I don't remember what served.
And he came back from. He was in Australia for a month and Thailand. And he said, wow, those guys is horrible there. It's horrible. And there's
it's a food desert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a food desert and it's really, really bad. He said, that's coming here.
Mm-hmm.
He just had, and so he likes to bounce stuff off of me. That's how we've been working together.
Yeah. And I'm going to help him with his website.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going to help him with his website.
He's so excited.
Grant writing, yeah.
Because, to get the Tina Curry working on anything marketing, it's like a dream.
I look at his website and I'm like, can I make a few suggestions?
Like,
you need to move this, you need to move that, you need to.
But you said, I like the bones of it. I like the bones
yes.
of it.
Yes. Oh, it's a beautiful website. It's just that some of the information just needs to be rearranged. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, he's super happy about it. And he's on such a mission. It
yeah.
was so good to just catch up with him.
Yeah.
And then this morning we had a coffee with Mark King.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, because Mark had seen on Twitter that Mark and Julianne, of course, are dear friends here in Fredericksburg, who know everybody in everybody.
They know
everybody.
Everyone.
Everybody.
Yes. Yeah. She's my go-to person while I'm like, hey, do you have a good waxing salon here?
I know. I asked her, too, for a waxing salon. How interesting. And Mark's from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
As is Julianne, but Mark's from, some small town, Texas.
Oh, is he? I don't remember.
And he was really, and you know, we got him on the KNC cattle, and I also got him on the Bitcoin, which is fun.
Yeah, you're orange pilling everybody, baby.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And but then he says, "Hey, man, is Slim with you?" I said, "Yeah. Why don't you have coffee with us tomorrow?" And he was actually going to see
Mitch,
not Mitch,
but the other Glenn.
Glenn, yeah, I was going to see Glenn at Kerrville, the periodontist office, and so he rolls up and he starts talking with someone like, "Oh my God, Mark King knows everything about ranching. He knows about ranching. He knows about the problems with ranchers. He knows about the processing plants. He knows how many counties there are in Texas. Like what? He knows all." And I'm just like, "Whoa." The perfect guy to connect with Slim. And Slim was just laying his wrap down. He's like, yep. And they were talking about the same language. I'm like, this is great. Yeah. So I think Beef Initiative will open up here somehow in Fredericksburg. We're going to change Fredericksburg.
Yeah. And I think it's just, I mean, this is by definitely. By the
way, stop. My God, woman, I love you. I love you so much.
I love you too. But I think about how Mark King ran into us at Vaudeville. We were at a wine event. We knew nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Mm-hmm. And he saw you on Rogan. He was like, "Adam Curry." And he introduced himself. And they've become good friends of ours, which is really crazy.
Which brings me to the dog park today.
Oh, yes. Phoebe needs she's getting a refresher course, too.
Yeah. We'll get to that now.
Okay.
So the day turns out to be nice. And, you know, I've been trying to fly for weeks on end. It's been crap weather.
I know people were getting on this plane next Monday, and I'm leaving instructions with my sister in case it goes down.
I'm signing some checks so she can cash them. I'm like, "Hey, you know, I came back from the 12 o'clock or whatever. Came back
from coffee
with Slim and Mark." And I say, "Come on, Phoebe, let's go. We're going to go to the park." She loves it, and she gets all excited. And she hops in the car, and she's all jacked up. And we go, and there's quite a few dogs in the park, which is typically not that way, but okay. And so,
well, it's a Saturday for one. You don't usually go on a Saturday. You go during the week.
It's not a Saturday. It's a Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Oh my God!
Would you like have some more wine? It's from South Africa. Smell the pencil. New from Spinal Tap is to follow up to smell the glove and smell the pencil shavings.
Holy smokes. Why did I think it was
so
Saturday?
So I was so confused that it was so busy on Saturday. Woohoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Do I have one?
I drink a half a glass of wine. I don't know why I thought it was Saturday today. You looking for a cuckoo clock?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
I wish I had it. Anyway. I only have. Close enough.
Oh.
And so we come through the gate. So it's like a double gate off leash. Okay. And the minute I come through the gate, there's a woman about our age. Adam.
Oh.
And she's standing a bit further. Adam Curry. Now, you know me, right? I'm like, so I'm always worried that it's someone I'm supposed to remember because we've had drinks together or, you know, we've gone out with her and her husband. I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm like, "Hi." I get that a lot. And so she comes up to me. "Hi, I'm Irma. I'm Irma Delgado." "Hi, Irma." And I'm still not sure, right?
Did you say, "Do I know you?"
And she says, "I'm a huge No Agenda fan. I'm a cork soaker. This is Phoebe. I love you and Tina."
Oh, my gosh.
And she's going on, and it's just, and like, "Oh, wow." You know, like, "Oh, that's really cool." And she's got it. And she said, "When you were talking about Phoebe, I had just gotten my Bernie Doodle Blue." Cool little dog, Blue.
Cute Bernie Doodle?
Cute Bernie Doodle, okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. And so, you know, all this stuff, great. And so Phoebe's walking around, and, you know, and so we're kind of walking. You know, that's what you do, right? You walk a little bit, walk and talk towards the other side of the field. And then this dog comes along. Just walks in, and I didn't recognize the dog right away. Otherwise, I probably would have put Phoebe on the leash or held on to it. It's the dog who ran over and started drinking her water when Phoebe was there, and Phoebe didn't like that.
This is the last time you were there.
And so Phoebe like runs towards this dog, and I'm like, "Oh shit!" And Phoebe's like, and the dog's like, and the lady goes ballistic.
Who? What lady? Irma?
No, not Irma. Oh. No, Irma was there. She saw it all happen. Oh, okay. So I have a witness that, you know.
Oh.
And so, "This is the second time you have an aggressive dog. I'm calling the police."
You said that to her?
No, the lady says that to me. She said, You have an aggressive dog. I'm calling the police. She's pulling out her phone. I'm like, you're calling the police? Like,
the dog police?
I don't know. She was really upset, you know, and I understand she was upset, but, you know, this was the shitty dog who drank Phoebe's water. And like, if I had known it, if I'd seen the dog, I probably would have held on
you
to Phoebe.
You had an altercation at the dog park.
I had an altercation.
And you then, held that in the whole time?
It was hard. And then, you know, and I didn't know that she'd actually got nipped in the ear because she
actually said, I'm going to call the police.
She had her phone out. I'm calling the police.
Aggressive dog.
Yeah. And so, and this is the second time. And last time you said she was from the ASPCA. No, he was from the ASPCA. No, she is a rescue and I'm really sorry. And, you know, so anyway, I put Phoebe on the leash and she's over there and she's like with her phone. And then she put her phone away and I'm like, hey, look, I'm really sorry. You know, this, it happens, you know.
She said that to you?
I said that to her and she had calmed down, but she was beside herself. And Irma's like, you know, come on. I mean, it happens, right? The dogs are always, they're always doing stuff with each other. But Phoebe's big and she's scary. And there's a pup or whatever the lady, but.
Did Phoebe attack the other dog though?
Didn't attack, but she went over and rah, 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 rah. You know how she does.
Did she put her mouth or anything on the dog?
No, but then that dog was like, you know, so, but Phoebe was definitely being a bully. Like, I remember you, you fuck.
Oh,
excuse me. That's, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was also a little shaken by it. I'm like, oh man, I feel bad. I feel bad for Phoebe. I feel bad for the other dog. Anyway.
And you almost got the dog police called on you.
She had nothing, no one to call. I mean, Irma, my new friend Irma, is like, she ain't calling anybody, you know. You know, and she said, you know, Phoebe's fine, you know. And then meanwhile, Phoebe's looking at Blue going, rrr. I said, Phoebe, give me a break. So I'm glad she's going to see Cassandra. She needs a little dog on dog action.
Yeah, I'd say. Oh, my. So it was quite exciting for you. Well, we came home and I'm like, why is there blood on the floor?
I didn't even see that.
Her ear was bit. She got nipped.
Yeah, yeah, she got nipped.
Yeah. Two spots. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Well, she needs a refresher because the darn dog does not listen to me at all.
She's gotten a little.
109 pounds. She stops in her tracks and will not move.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're in trouble when your dad gets home because she listens to you.
Well, Cassandra's coming on Sunday. She's picking her up. That's the original trainer. And she's.
Wow. I'm really sorry about that. Dog police.
Dog police. Yeah. We're laughing. Anyway, Irma says she loves the show. She loves the show.
And she's a cork soaker.
But she's a cork soaker. And she's like, you know, of course I watch an MTV. And you know my standard line. Oh, yeah, really? Are you old enough to watch that? I'm your age. Okay. Settle down. So then she left and she came back. And she came back. Oh, by the way, I'm single. So if you know anyone.
Oh, jeez.
She seemed really nice. She's from California, been in Fredericksburg for 5 years.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was talking to another woman there who was also from California. And she was writing down her number. Oh, your name's Tina. That's Adam's wife's name is also Tina. I'm well, like, holy
now
crap.
Now you see this, people? Adam hanging out at the dog
chicks,
park with all the chicks, man.
With the chicks, man.
With the chicks, the dogs. He's the guy with the dog. Yeah, I'm the aggressive dog, but the dog.
Yeah, it was like, he's cool, but stay away. That dog, you know, aggressive dog.
Wow. Wow.
No, Phoebe was great otherwise.
Phoebe needs to be whipped into shape, though.
She needs a little bit of...
She's being picked up on Sunday. Cassandra's
morning.
Coming to get her.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fun because Cassandra has a brand new baby.
Oh, gosh.
Well, Cassandra's a professional. She's a professional trainer. She trained her, so she knows what to do.
Yeah, yeah. So that leads us to Monday, which... What time are we being picked up at Gillespie Airport?
Well, I'll be talking with Amy Lynn Sunday evening.
Okay.
I mean, you want to leave at 9?
This is the
beauty of flying
Do I need to bring a coffee can with kitty litter in it for a bathroom?
Well, we actually have an airport picked out to land if we feel like after 2 hours we want to have a little break.
I'm just not drinking a thing.
If we want to have a little break.
And what is it, a 6-hour flight now?
No.
It started off at 2, then it went to 3, and now it's 4.
It'll be 4.
Okay, you sure it's 4?
More or less. Depends on the
more
wind.
More or less?
I don't know what the wind is. It could be less. It could be one way or the other, it'll be shorter.
Okay.
Depending on the
will
wind.
I be able to see the ground?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Unless we're flying above clouds. If we're above the clouds and it's a cloudy day, and we'll be in the sunshine above the clouds.
Okay.
Just like an airliner.
And can you see other planes in the sky?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, we hope that they're not too close that you can see them. But you know, we have this is the state of the art for those who are interested in Cirrus SR22 G6 Turbo. This is the state of the art. If you had to buy this plane, it's $1.3 million. It has a parachute. This is the safest general aviation plane in the world.
Four seats, no bathroom.
Four seats,
and
no bathroom.
No in-flight service.
You have Sirius
XM.
So
we have to bring our own snacks.
You have
Bose. Oh, good. I get to listen to Howard Stern. Yay.
You can listen to your God channel. You can listen to what?
My God channel.
What do you listen to? What is
the
that?
The message.
The message. Oh. You've got your God channel. The other day, Tina gets in my car. She's like, Joel Osteen radio. I said, yeah, that was the other day. I was listening. I wanted to hear what he was doing, what he was talking about. John and I were talking about him after the show, like talking about Osteen. I said, oh, okay, I'll listen to him.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you listening to?
I was like, what?
Usually it's CNBC.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to Nashville just for overnight. Mm-hmm. We're going to the meetup.
And I hope we're going to see Jeff Smith. He should be there.
Yes.
I really hope so. Really
Dame
hope
Jennifer is definitely going to be there.
Cool.
Dame Christina Pearl is going to be there with her husband, Charlie.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're going to have
and of course, Sir Patrick Coble.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
The Duke.
He's the main person.
Duke
and
I'm
Sir Patrick's arranging a small, quaint VIP dinner.
You mean a keep up?
A keep up keep before up. The meetup. That's right.
A keep up,
yeah.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it. Very much looking forward
to it. And
then,
but before that, we have the Mercy Me concert on Sunday.
Yeah, also known as No Mercy.
The No Mercy Me concert. Yeah. And so Pastor Jimmy has been texting a lot with the guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
I think the guitar
not
player,
just
not
texting.
The bass player.
I think they've been talking. They've been texting.
They're they're buds
now. How did that
now.
Come together again? Because
it was through Facebook. Like when Pastor Jimmy did the sermon about and talked about your testimony on Rogan.
Right.
And somehow there was a connection where he reached out or some way and then said, you know, we would love to have you and the Currys at the concert. And they're big No Agenda fans, or he's a No Agenda fan. So we're bringing them,
the
skull t-shirts. That's, you know, perfect for a Christian worship band.
nothing like it. Appetite for deconstruction, baby.
Yeah, so we're doing that on Sunday. So, yeah.
That's cool. So it's like a 3,500 seat venue?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm super excited about that.
Yeah,
so,
and you like the whole VIP.
I've never had the VIP other than Roger Gwynn. Was it Roger Gwynn? Is that his name?
McGuinn. A bird?
From
Surely
the birds.
You've heard of the birds?
Yeah, when we went to his concert
that
and
was
we
at
walked
the Moody,
in.
At the Moody
at the Moody, Moody. And we walked in and he immediately came and got us and everybody
up
was
front,
like,
Up front.
And everybody was like, Roger. And I'm like, who is this guy? I don't know who he is. And he took us in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. He took us backstage, but he came from backstage to the front stage to come and pick us up, which is
that was my
quite unique.
My only experience like that.
Stick with me, babe.
Yeah.
A lot more of cool
VIP
experiences.
I'm going
to
hold you to
come.
It.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going
to hold you to
stick
it.
Stick with me. Stick with me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's get a little update on your erector set. Your
it
mouth.
Sounded very,
I know.
It sounded sexual somehow when
I know.
You said erector set.
I know. Like, I that's why I paused. I'm like, did I say that right?
Now I'm confused. It's an erector set, right?
Yeah. Erector
set.
What
we used to have. Yeah. Yes. So I have drawings of, or actually like an x-ray with overlays from Mitch. What the screws
it
are going to
look
like.
It looks like a construction site.
It literally looks
like. Yes. In your mouth. Yeah.
It's more like a. Like a high school shop project at this point, you know, so there's going to be special markings for drillings. I got to go see Hollywood, Zach. He has to do an impression and have the precision surgical points for drilling. So I'm getting all of this. So it's going to be 26.
The 26, which is actually
April.
A Curry and the keeper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. You'd be drooling.
Yeah, well, I think we have to be there pretty early. And Bernie, we're going to Bernie this time.
Oh, mm-hmm.
The Bernie office. Yeah. You'll love the Bernie office. It's
I might
cool.
be busy that day, so I'll let you know.
You really better be there because he's going to give me Haldol when I get there.
Oh.
Which apparently will probably already put me out before I
even. Why is he doing that?
He's all on the Haldol.
He wants
he
to
likes
experiment
it.
With you?
Yeah.
Let's give Adam this and see what happens.
He said, I think you'll like this. It'll be groovy. I'm like, okay, all right.
Huh.
And so the other day I went there to do my scan. I have 7 millimeters of bone. He was very excited. We're all excited about my
bone.
Nice bone
you got there, baby.
Nice bone. And, you know, so, you know, he'd poke around. We did the scan, a little bit here, a little bit there. And then, come on, let's have a beer. You know, we're literally in his office drinking a beer Friday afternoon.
Well, he's your bud now, which is really cool.
It's kind of weird to be at your dentist. You come out of the chair, I want a beer. You know, let's have a beer. You know, drinking beer out of the bottle.
I like it. It's cool. It is kind of cool.
I
think I'll just hang out in Bernie that day.
There's lots to
do. Yeah, I think
there's
I'll go shopping. I'll take him out to lunch.
It's only going to be 3 hours.
Yeah, there's no sense for me. 45. I can just... No. Yeah.
Only three hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so as we're drinking beer, he says, I'm really sorry.
No, he's not.
Yes. I said, no, you're not. He said, I just want to know, I'm really, really, really sorry. He said,
before this is all happening?
Yeah. He said, I'm sorry. Cause it's going to hurt. You know, it's going to, it won't be as, it will, nothing will be as bad as the first time. He said,
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I believe that because, you know, the extraction is more violent, but, you know, drilling.
Back to soup.
Back to soup.
I got to pull out the blender and the the.
Well, since you didn't have to do anything last time,
I know.
You might as well break that puppy in and do something with it because, you know, other people took care of me.
And here's me opening up the can, putting it in the Cuisinart, zipping it a little.
I do need some love from you, baby.
No,
I'm going to need a lot of love. I'm going to be.
Oh, you were such a trooper the first time. I will
and
definitely.
Then I have to have all this in my mouth for 3 months.
Yeah.
Before they can jack the teeth on.
But the, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been already been 5 months. So look at you.
I know. Well, it was not quite expected to be like this, but that's because of my bone. But
yeah.
At the same time,
yeah.
My allergies. I mean, actually, I have a little bit of, I've been sneezing a bit, but that could be anything.
Yeah.
We actually are
not nearly as bad as it was.
No, he said, your right sinus is a little bit infected. You know, it's just,
yeah.
It's, but what can happen, right?
You can get you some drugs for that, man.
Yeah. And of course, my hearing. You know,
yeah.
So I feel like I've won. Yeah. I already won with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm trying to just not pay too much attention to it.
Yeah.
Trying to get ready and gear myself.
You
up
have
for
been
it.
A little preoccupied though.
I have.
Yeah, because we were sitting on the couch.
What
I was
are you preoccupied
gone.
About?
I was gone all day.
Now what have I done wrong?
I was gone and
what?
We're sitting on the couch and you go, and you run to the garage. And you had left the groceries in the back of your trunk for hours.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
I was gone.
I don't know. You were in Austin. You were coming back from Austin. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I think I came in and Phoebe was there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And then I'm just sitting on the couch like, oh my goodness.
Because you were thinking about the angel food
angel
cake.
Food cake. Like,
I bought a whole angel food cake.
What? And what did you say after you ate the last of it?
Don't ever buy it again.
See, I'm like, come on, man. It's like, you will never buy it. You may never buy this again.
Because I have no discipline because I love cake. I love cake. And it's all sugar.
Yeah. So as long as I do what you tell me to, everything will be fine.
Yeah. So you were a little distracted.
Well, yeah, just a little. But since you brought that up.
Oh.
So I don't know if it was that evening or another evening.
I know what you're going to say.
And I'm like, you know, hey, baby. I'm going to light a candle in the bedroom.
You know what that means.
Womp,
womp, womp, womp.
Shaka, bow, womp.
When the candle is lit, I'm like, okay, it's on. It's on.
Okay, so clearly my signal was received. And I got the Sonos. Bow, 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 little pa 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 Luther Vandross.
So that
how he
sounds.
And yes, that's Luther, all right. And so it's clear, right? And then Tina says, when are we going to do our taxes? First of all, who's this we business? I'm like, wow.
You're like, womp, 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 womp.
Candle out. Luther, burr, 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 burr.
Boost.
That's exactly. What is that? What is that about? You can plead the fifth if you want, but I'm just very curious is about.
I think a woman's brain is very different from a man's.
No kidding. Wow.
You know, I just have the stuff rolling. I have your to-do list in my head.
I know. You're like, Make sure Amy Lynn has a hotel room. Make sure we pay the taxes. Something else, I'm sure.
Did you go to the bank?
Did you deposit the check? I'm like, yes, it's on my list, man. Hey, come on, Gringo, it's on my list. I got it.
Drink up. Drink up. The candle's lit. Stop talking about the taxes, shut man. Up.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know.
No,
I know.
That's all right.
But I did.
But I called you out on it right away.
You did. Like, you're like, what?
What is this?
Who's we? You go. Who's we? That was pretty funny though.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
I did say to you the other day we have this bay door that opens in our kitchen and it opens to our screen porch and it adds a whole nother room to our house. It opens up our whole kitchen and we had the music going and we were having a glass of wine and I turned to you and I said, what did I say to you?
Can I have multiple choice?
No,
I don't remember.
I said, this is the life I've always dreamed about.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You did, and a man who loves music, who loves to dance, and who can really dance well. Oh, I remember you said that.
I don't think I said that.
And I said,
who needs to learn how to dance?
And I think I said, yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
Was it a weekend?
I don't remember. I mean, yeah. I don't remember.
You did say that.
I said, this is the life I've always dreamed about, having a man that I love, with having a glass of wine and music on and just enjoying our home. And
one of my 14 that week.
Your 14th glass.
I think we were cooking together as well, maybe.
I was probably cooking. You make the salad, I cook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Then, of course, when we have dinner, and then every night of dinner, we pray. And so we're praying. I said, like, let's hold hands. And so we hold hands. And then apparently I let go too soon. I got reprimanded again.
I'm like, whoa, man.
Here's Tina.
In your son Jesus Christ's name, amen. And then you let go. I'm like, no, during the amen. Like, hold on to my hand, say amen, take a beat. I want to revel in that moment, not like, bam.
I'm like, ready, let's eat. Well, I mean, come on. Sometimes your prayers are a little lengthy, you know? Like, they're just.
What I'm thanking for the flowers.
You're thinking the butterflies, the praying mantises on the patio.
I'm very happy with them.
I'm so happy. I'm like, my food's getting cold.
Oh, man.
Jesus is like, eat. But I got reprimanded because I pulled my hand away.
Hold on to my hand, man. Yeah. That's like in Jamaica, every single day when we're walking.
Floppy fish hand.
You got a floppy fish hand. Like, come on, man. Hold my hand like you mean it. Like you mean it. Hold it.
I know. I've been better, though, haven't I?
I have
been better.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
I'm a good wife.
You are the good wife,
yes,
darling.
Yeah.
You are the good wife.
Shall we thank some people?
Yeah, I would definitely like to thank some cork soakers for sure.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Hello, everybody. You cork soakers, you.
We got to hear from those cork suckers now.
Ah, they're soaking their corks. That's right.
Now it's time to hear from the cork suckers.
So this is a value for value podcast, which means we love your time, your talent, your treasure. We love getting wine, everybody. We love that a lot.
We haven't gotten any at all.
We haven't really. You know, it was really... was rocking in the beginning, and then people just like went, okay.
Like, yeah, they're drunks.
We did. So you can find all of our information at curryandthekeeper.com. We have a P.O. box, which is listed there, P.O. Box 1849, just like the California Gold Rush, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. If you're sending wine, don't put wine on it. Put something else on it because there's some issue, I think.
Oh.
Sending alcohol through the mail.
We've received several.
I'm just saying.
You know, okay.
I'm just saying, don't put wine, alcohol.
Yeah.
Did we get anything in the P.O. box that you want to talk about? Didn't you have something?
I have one thing. Yes, yeah, I'll talk about it.
You want to do it now before we get to the donations?
Well, we received a lovely card from Tony Helfst, H-E-L-F-S-T. I hope I'm saying that right. And it was an Easter card, and she said, Dear Adam and Tina, happy birthday. I wanted to send a small token of my appreciation of your show. As soon as I figure out how to send my credits I earn from Fountain app, I'll be sending them your way. I really enjoy your show. It always cheers me up Like I told Tina before, you inspired me to return to church with your leaky buckets, and I'm thankful. I told Tina before you inspired me to return to church with your leaky buckets, and I'm thankful. I wish you would put the name of the wine you drink each episode in the show notes. We have to do that, producer.
Yes, I got it. I wrote it down.
I'm very hard of hearing and in need of new hearing aids, so I have difficulty understanding the name sometimes. It would be a big help. Give Phoebe a big rub down from me, your loyal listener and cork soaker, Tony. And she sent us these magnetic bookmarks, which I have already used. And they have little scripture on them. And so it was so sweet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was the only Easter card we received. I didn't even get an Easter card from my kids. But Tony sent one. Thank you, Tony.
I'm not sure. I think Fountain has, I'm pretty sure Fountain has transcripts. If not, you can use other apps like the Podverse app is one. You can also send send Satoshis through that. But
the way you pronounce the wine, I don't know how they're going to transcribe that.
I'm actually put the picture of the label in the show notes. Okay. I should have done that last time. I didn't. You're going to remind me to do it?
I will.
Okay. But if you're having a hard time hearing us, there are transcripts available. So, okay. And I think Fountain has it. I'm not sure. Yeah. But for sure, Podverse and many others have them. Castomatic, they all have transcripts. So,
yeah.
And that's literally why we have them, mm-hmm. is for people who are hard of hearing, mm-hmm. Or also people who speak English as a second language. They also mm-hmm. enjoy the transcripts.
Yeah.
That's so nice. Thank you,
Tony.
Much.
That's
thank
really you. Sweet.
Appreciate that. Did I have any other emails? I thought there was something. David Wicker's always sending me cool stuff.
I know.
Stuff.
He sent you a song for the playlist
for your
baptism.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to you or to me?
He sent it to both of us. I thought he sent it to both of us.
Did?
Or maybe he sent it to me.
Maybe just to you, I'm thinking. Okay.
But the playlist is already set. I mean, they did add the one song that you wanted. Rattle,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rattle Them Bones. I'm not listening.
No, that's not the name of the
song. Not the name of the song. All right. So we also like to thank our producers who send us Satoshis, which is little bits of Bitcoin. You can indeed earn them on the Fountain app. If you've never done that before, go to fountain.fm or go into your app store. You can pick Fountain up. It's a great, and when you boost us, it also shows up as like a little boost underneath the episode, and people can comment on that with their own boost, and it's fun for everyone to read that, so we like that. And we kick it off. Now, of course, some people will not be in here because they didn't realize we're doing a day early. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Comic Strip Blogger is going to be very upset. He'll go, what is this? You should have told me. I don't like it.
Well, blah, we get double next show then.
Yeah. Good luck.
66,668. 30? Doesn't he usually do 33,000?
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't want to do all sixes. That's why I rounded up on the eight. Thank you.
We start off with Steve Webb. He's the OG Godcaster. He's been podcasting. He's been podcasting for 13, 14,
yeah.
No, maybe 16, 17
years. I met
him
mm-hmm. on the very first trip you took me to Dallas when we went when you spoke and you know, we were like newly in love.
Yeah. You know what I didn't hear then on that trip?
What?
Have you done the taxis yet? Didn't do that on that trip. He sends us 50,000 sats.
Wow, thank you.
He says,
Steve.
A jumbo loaves and fishes boost. Ooh. Just because. Love you. Mean it.
Thank you, Steve.
Then we have Cleveland Soapworks.
Oh.
Do we know Cleveland Soapworks?
No, I think they need a decanting.
Hold on a second. Where's the decanter? Here it is.
You've been decanted.
50,000 sats.
Oh.
Thanks for keeping my cork soaked.
Oh.
Nice way
happy,
to put it.
Happy to keep it.
Then we have Bubba with 2112. So
I met Bubba.
Palindrome, where do we meet Bubba?
I'm the Kill It and Grill It. Yeah.
Okay.
He came up and said, I love your show.
21012 to you, of course. And he says, what have we learned this week? Fuzzy Tina makes her own melodies.
Oh.
Song be damned. She does it her way. Adonis Adam is a man with PMS. That's pale man syndrome. But it don't stop him from showing off on the beach. And now we have them both back on native ground. Nice, Bubba.
Nice,
thank you,
Bubba.
Man.
Yeah.
Then we have C-Dubs with the binary boost, 10101.
Oh.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put childish things away.
Mm.
Where does this come from? Is this some scripture? Maybe?
Wow.
Some translated scripture?
I don't know about that.
I like it.
I do too.
Not me, man. 15 forever.
You totally are 15 forever.
Sir Doug comes in with 10,000 sats. Great episode this week. Thank you very much. Thank you, Doug. Sir Doug. Here's a Striper Boost 7777 from Kolomana. Kolomana. When Passion of the Christ came out, I watched by myself in a practically empty theater.
Ooh.
It was one of the most traumatic experiences I've ever had. I vowed to never watch that movie ever again. It was a very good movie, but once was enough for me. Sir Libra.
I can't watch that.
I watched it by myself.
I know you did. Yeah, I know. Does he need a decanting? I don't remember that name.
No, but just in case, we'll give him one.
You've been decanted.
Way to stay on it. Remember to ask for those people. We can't remember everything. Back with 5,000. Steve Webb
checks
in again. He has a message. Hi, Tina and her producer guy.
Right, you should Webb. See the look on Adam's right, face. Webb. I love you, Steve.
On the LifeSpring 1 year Bible at audiobible.link. This is, you know, he's been doing also on Fountain. It's available everywhere.
Yes.
We call this a loaves and fishes boost. That's the 5,000. That's why I gave us the 50,000 earlier. As in feeding the 5,000.
Oh, love it.
Matthew 14:13-21. Blessings to both of you and all the Cork Soakers from the lovely Lady Leanne and I and the LifeSpring family.
Oh, thank you, Steve and Leanne.
Now, from what I understand, 5,000 might have just been a low ball number because they didn't count the women, didn't count the children. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
I've learned this. But we'll take the 5,000.
Okay.
Now let's see. Tag Mr. B, 3333, baby's first boost. Love the show. Brian. Oh. All right. Well, that's a decanting.
You've been decanted.
If it's baby Brian or if he is a baby or doesn't matter. Thank you very much. Then we have 2,400 from no name per se. A user 751609. You can fill in your username. You don't want to do that. But he has a note or she has a note. Adam is a master. That's enough of the note right there. Great note. Great note. Thank you. A little decanting for you. Great note.
Adam is a master.
There's more to it. Adam is a master conjuring up illusions which feel tangible, but are mostly a product of his talent stack.
Oh.
The show is professionally buttressed by A, but presents it making listeners believe Tina can do a show just by herself.
Oh.
Because she's a professional, right?
That's right.
A's demureness in this show is a great trait. Oh. But could A do this podcast without Tina?
Nope.
Never, of course. Contrary forces make a great different show than A normally creates. So A is right. Tina is the show.
Aw, thank you.
Listening without being in your head. Not quite sure what he means. Appreciate it.
We do it together, though. We're a team. We're a team. I learn from the best.
We have Dame Rhonda with 1,000 sats. Loving the chats you two have, the wine recommendations, and glad your vacation was as wonderful as I remember Jamaica to be. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you, Rhonda.
Cheers. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda. And we end up with 500 sats from P. Shin, P-S-H-I-N-N. Adam and Tina, this podcast is a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all the boost that everyone
sends That's us. Me, right?
That's you. Yes, it is.
Sounds terrible. Yeah,
or we have
boost.
There we go.
John
JC boost. Go get the Fountain app. You can import all of your existing podcast subscriptions. If you're someone who listens just on the website or Safari browser, do yourself a favor. Grab a podcast app. It's a lot of fun. And you can actually earn real money. You can earn it. And then you can send that to us, which is fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Do that. People do that. And again, our P.O. Box, 1849 Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. And if you're stopping by in Fredericksburg, let us know. If we're around, you know, we'd be happy to have a coffee with you, whatever is appropriate.
Yeah.
If possible, if we're around.
If you got any eggs, bring them. Yeah,
if you sound scary, we're not going to be here. Sorry. Oh, we're out of town. So sorry.
We're gonna do our reconnaissance
You can pretty much go to Main Street and say, hey, where are the Currys live? People are like, oh yeah, I've been in that house. It's over there.
Everybody knows our house. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. What are we at? Yeah, what else are you going to finish up? You got a couple more things on your list? On your list?
On my list.
Yes. Is it warm in here or is it just me?
It's a little warm in here.
I don't know. We didn't turn on the air.
So I'm going to New York. Going to see my daughter.
When are you going again?
I'm going second weekend in May.
Phoebe Partey.
Adam's going to be having his own steak.
That's right. Well, that's right. You know what happens when Daddy has his steak?
Yeah.
Oh. Phoebe gets a little bit. Of course. Yeah.
She's 125 pounds.
No, she's not. She's actually slimming down a bit.
We'll see when we take her to the vet. We'll see how slim she is.
She's not 125.
Her Barbie doll waist is...
It's coming back. It's coming back.
She's
it's
got the
back.
Ginger waist now. You know, Ginger was the heavier set Barbie doll.
When you say Ginger, all I can think of is Ginger from The Professor.
Oh, from Gilligan's Island?
Island.
Oh,
that's when I think of Ginger.
Her name was Tina Louise. Ginger. Tina Louise.
In her Gilligan's real name, Island? Oh, her
real name was Tina Louise. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Trivia.
Hey.
The more you know.
Yeah. So now I'm traveling to New York. I'm going to go see Elise. I'm taking her to see Moulin Rouge on Broadway, which I'm really excited about. We're going to do a whole dinner with, I'm meeting her friends. We're going to do sushi. And of course, I reached out to my friend Migs. Migs, I'm like, I'm coming to New York. If you can meet
Protective Services.
He's like, I'm here for you. If you need any help, if you need anything, I'm here for you. I'm like, you know what? That comforts me knowing that.
It comforts me too.
Yes.
I really love because knowing Migs is out there.
I have never traveled to New York by myself. So, and I'm hearing all these scary stories.
Oh, it's a total nightmare.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Great. I'll be sure to text you when I arrive.
The fact that Migs is there and available and I know he's got his entire gang of, you know, he's got hoodlums everywhere. He's totally.
Hoodlums?
Of course. Just look at him. He's a hoodlum. He's a gangster.
He's not a gangster.
He's a total gangster.
He's a father. He's got a grown daughter. He's got a son. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah,
totally good
he's
guy.
He's a really good guy. And then just the last thing. So Ashley, who sent us the journals, she and I have been conversing
a lot. Which I've been writing in once again.
I know. So Adam has, we got these beautiful leather journals from Ashley.
Tooled, completely leather.
They're leather tooled, yes. Mm-hmm. And Adam has the number 33 and a beautiful design. And I have the keeper on mine.
And it's like handmade paper and stuff or whatever. It's like special. It's not just your run-of-the-mill paper. It's like nice paper.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. They're beautiful. And She DM'd me on Instagram, said, hey, I've got this great idea. My daughter Ellen is an artist. And she said, how about if I take one of Ellen's pieces of art and retool it for you on your next journal for your birthday?
Wow.
So she's been conversing with Ellen to create this. And that just, stuff like that just warms my heart.
What's her Instagram again?
Hold on, I will tell you.
It's Ashley _ something.
I will tell you.
If I can remember.
It's,
we should tell people that so that they can.
Hold on 1 second.
Wow, this is a
Sorry. It's Ashen Fire. So it's Ashen Fire _ originals.
Yeah, I'm going to put it. I had it in the show notes last time. I'm going to put it in again. I'm just going to put it in again. Like I put my throw my hands in the air.
But
like
she, so she had messaged me today and she said, you know, I really want to know your story, your faith journey story. And I was thinking about Pastor Jimmy and how he says, always share your story. And she was so interested, so much so that she bought the same Bible that I have. She's going to look at the Bible recap app that I'm doing with Julie.
So she's getting nudged now.
Yes, that's what I said. I go, you're getting nudged. You are totally getting nudged. So, and so it's just, this community is just so amazing.
You're saving souls, Tina Curry.
So many wonderful people.
One soul at a time.
So many wonderful people. Yeah. So I was pretty happy about that. And then the last thing I have on my list is you are now affectionately referred to as a graybeard.
Oh my goodness.
You want to share that story?
I do. Yes. It's a bittersweet story because Marty Bent, who actually was quite instrumental. He's a young guy, 28, quite instrumental in the whole podcasting 2.0 value for value. Because when we were just starting out 3 years ago, almost now, setting this up, there was one podcast which was doing something with Bitcoin, but it wasn't quite what you know. They were missing the whole podcast index part, but you know, had the idea of boosting. They didn't even call it boosting, but sending satoshis to a podcast, and it was called Tales from the Crypt, which now is they've changed it. It's TFTC, but it's Tales for the Commoner, the Common Man.
Because
he doesn't want to get sued by HBO.
From the crypt. Okay. Yeah.
So we've had dinner with him and his wife before their second child.
And they're young. They're young.
28, yeah. Mm-hmm. 28, something like that. And so when I was last on Joe Rogan, Marty reaches out and he says, hey, man, I want to have you on. Let's set it up. So we set it up. And then he had to go on a business trip and we rescheduled it for April 7th. And so unbeknownst to us, in the meantime, like 2 days before I'm supposed to go to Austin for this
No, it was more than 2 days.
3 days, three or four, not much more than that. Mm-hmm. His dad passed away in Mexico. Horrible, shitty story that, you know, happened in the weekend. And they wanted $40,000 wired to them on the weekend.
They before they would do anything. Oh, yeah. Yeah, was,
and so he passed away. His dad was 54.
Yeah.
And so, and we read about this online. And so I send him a text. I said, Marty, brother, I'm so sorry to hear this. And he says, yeah, thank you. You're coming Monday, right? I said,
it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, you sure, man? I said, yeah, I want you to be there. So I go and he sits down and he says, I'm so glad, because he had been in he had gone to Mexico, had to get his dad's body, and they were on vacation with his mom.
Yeah.
And then back to Pennsylvania for the funeral and everything, because that's where he's from. And then he flies back because he said, my dad would have wanted this show.
Aww.
My dad was a big fan. He was at South Padre Island when you were there for MTV Spring Break, and he's a big fan of what you do, and he really would have wanted this. And Marty had also read some scripture. I think he read John.
He read John, the gospel.
Mm-hmm, yeah. On his way back. And he said, I really needed you here.
I know. I love that.
Yeah. And we actually talked about heaven. You know, I told them about what Pastor Jimmy was talking about, his seven series.
Yes.
And then at a certain point he says, man, I'm so glad you're here. You know, we need more gray beards in our,
I'm like, I know. What? I was like, ooh, like, he kind of sings a little.
I'm like, you mean like a Texas Slim, right? He's also a gray beard. Yeah. We need more gray beards. And I'm like,
does this sting a little to you?
Well, because
or is it like a badge of honor?
I really felt it like a badge of
honor.
For a minute, took me back because, you know, gray. I don't have a beard. I certainly don't have a gray beard, but I understand.
You barely have gray hair because you highlight your hair.
Hey, now. Do we want to talk about our beauty secrets on this show? Are you sure we want to go there? Miss Tina Marie. I think it's probably time we wrap this up, don't you? We'll be here in 2 weeks. Tina, I love you so much.
I love you too, Adam.
And we love you, people.